Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, we have Shawn Michaels in the bill. Well, on SmackDown. He's not actually here. He's on SmackDown. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are live right here on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Spotify, even. You're liking, you're subscribing, telling your friends and even your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down this week's SmackDown Live. What's up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. Gabby is in Israel for the next 2 weeks, not local to LA, so she cannot be here, unfortunately. However, Tom the Com is here. Tom Connolly.
I am here. SmackDown reunion. Here we go.
SmackDown reunion. It's been since last week that we've been together.
Since last night. It's just continuing. Raw. I'm saying this was a SmackDown reunion show.
Oh, I thought you meant we were having a reunion. I misunderstood your joke.
I meant more of a joke of like this wasn't the SmackDown reunion.
It wasn't. We had some progressions and some storylines and some things that made our head scratch a little bit.
Yeah.
But
maybe you want to turn the volume off for a little bit.
Wow. Spoiler alert, Tom might rage tonight. Just saying.
Just a little, maybe.
Well, first off, let's talk about the start of the show where we have several commentators.
Yes.
We have Tom Phillips, we have David Otunga, and we have Xavier Woods and Big E. Mm-hmm. The show starts with Big E and Xavier dancing on the commentary table. Now, we eventually, over the course of the show, find out the reasons for the fill-ins, because it was advertised for Shawn Michaels to be on commentary. Mm-hmm. Decided to switch that to Miz TV. But we do discover, first thing, you know, fairly, you know, obviously serious, you know, sad one with Byron Saxton, apparently. He lost his father over the last week, so naturally he should take all the time off he needs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, on behalf of AfterBuzz, our condolences are with Byron Saxton and his family. Apparently, Corey Graves is filming something, so he also had to have the night off.
Okay.
So, we just throw out a bunch of people out there.
Yeah. It was like, hey, you here? Oh, you're here. Go out and do commentary now.
Yeah. And when I think about it, it's like, well, you... Nigel's there, because he's doing 205.
Mm. Yeah.
Renee could have showed up.
Yeah. Or they could have planned for her to be there tonight just because you think they'd, at least for Corey's sake, you would have known that he's not going to be there because he.
Corey's was probably already well scheduled.
Yes.
So.
But also, why do you need so many people?
I don't
know. I think Tom Phillips and Otunga could have just done it by themselves. And
they could have
been fine.
They could have. Yeah, it would have been fine. Otunga, whether people like him or not, he has gotten better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't understand it. And then when obviously we're not going necessarily order the show here, but then you get to hour two, New Day's gone, and Michael Cole's there.
Yeah. Which I did not like this at all. This is where I was just like, what is going on? I can't listen to Tom Phillips go, say one line, and then Michael Cole say the same line.
Because you have the two play-by-play guys.
I know, but like, all right, one of you shut up. Like, hey, Michael Cole, you take the backseat tonight and let Tom Phillips run this show, run this booth, because that's what he's been doing for the last how many years now? 3 or 4 years, at least? Because even, I almost felt like in the end, I mean, Michael Cole was doing kind of like heel Cole, where like he was, I mean, he kind of already always marks out for Elias, but I felt like he was like very on Shane's side towards the end of the show, which I was like, okay, where are we going with this? Like, it was just all over the place. It just made me real annoyed to be like, oh, Kofi's going to fight, you know, Orton, and it's going to be, you know, fight of his career or something like that. And then Michael Cole says the same, almost the same exact line. Like, come on, guys.
That's their role. That's what both
I
of
know
them,
that.
That's why the both of them should not be on the same show.
Exactly.
It's nothing against Michael Cole. It's nothing against Tom Phillips. Don't put them together.
But Aiden English is back there too.
Yeah, actually, the chat world just brought him up too. Mm. He was back there. He was able to do it. Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean...
Like, to me, that just made me, as a viewer and someone that has watched for a long time, go, oh, they don't like what Tom Phillips is doing right now, so let's get Michael Cole out there to be backup to him.
Or they were really annoyed at the New Day and kicked him off.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll never know. But what we do know is the best in the world is here, Shane McMahon.
Great.
And he announces that Kevin Owens was issuing a challenge at SummerSlam, and Shane accepts with the condition that when Kevin Owens loses at SummerSlam, he will quit. This then leads to a You Can't Wrestle chant to Shane. Kevin Owens then comes out. He wants to fight now, but Shane says if you touch him now, you won't get your match. So, you know, you really want to fight? We'll make this happen. Tonight you'll be in the main event against Roman Reigns.
Because that makes sense.
Okay.
Not McIntyre or Elias.
Well, being Roman Reigns is like the one other guy besides Miz and every other good guy that's been feuding with Shane.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to put them together and that will solve my problems.
Yes.
And on top of that, we'll make Drew McIntyre the special referee, Elias the special timekeeper, and I'll be the special guest ring announcer. Because that always works well.
It's like, I don't know. I didn't like that. I don't know. This is the SmackDown was all over the place, like we said. I was like, more Shane. Which, I mean, I hope this is leading to an I Quit match.
I want the Owens and Shane match to be an I Quit match. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think hopefully next week Owens says, well, listen, if I got to quit, if I beat you, you have to quit. Which I thought that's what we were going to get in this first promo tonight.
Yeah.
Because we don't have that much time to build to this.
No, we don't.
So it's like, why
especially with Smackville coming up this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
House show in Nashville that we're televising. Anyone know why?
Money.
Anybody? Bueller?
Someone made that fancy logo. That's why. Yeah. Someone's messing around going, oh, what if we
can make this out of, we can make a guitar out of this, right?
Yeah.
Nakamura versus Apollo Crews. I don't think this man has ever been a part of this, but Apollo Crews is about to hop in Christian's closet.
Oh.
It's been a couple weeks. It's been. And Apollo Crews comes in because I was a little confused by his gear. So I liked the gray color. I thought all that was fine. But on one of his arm slings, it said gifted.
Okay.
And one of his knee pads said, too easy. Is Apollo Crews cocky now?
Maybe.
When did this happen?
He beat Andrade last week, so.
All of a sudden. Well, it was weird because he like came out trying to, like he danced whiter than me, which is really difficult to do because I'm really white on the dance floor. And like he raised the roof at one point during the match. I'm like, I don't know what he's trying to do, but I didn't understand.
He's trying.
I didn't understand the verbiage for a good guy, a babyface, saying I'm gifted and this is too easy.
Maybe we're turning him finally to something.
Maybe.
I guess he turned when he was at Titus O'Neil for a little bit, but they did nothing, so it doesn't really count.
No. So congrats, Apollo. You finally made it into Christian's closet. You've done it. I'm proud of you. This match was fun.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought Apollo was going to win it. Eventually, he goes for a standing shooter star. Nakamura rolls out of the way into the Kinshasa. Nakamura gets the win. After the match, Nakamura beats him up some more and does another Kinshasa outside of the ring. So this is either trying to build up Apollo to stand up for himself and feud with Nakamura for the title.
Yeah.
Or we're turning Nakamura into a violent monster who doesn't give a damn about anybody. I'm happy either way.
Option B, please.
You want option B?
Yeah.
Want Nakamura to just beat up everybody?
Well, I thought we were going to get an Ali Nakamura match, so.
Oh, well, I mean,
it is SummerSlam. I'm sure it's going to be like a multi man match. Yeah, like him, Ali, Apollo. And we know Finn's not winning the belt back on Saturday, so
he's already has a
match. He already has a match, so
yeah. Oh yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Apollo and Nakamura again. I enjoyed the match.
Yeah.
And Bill Wright, I mean, Apollo looked like a legit contender for that title tonight.
Finally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the guy's super athletic.
He's got everything.
Do any kind of move that you need him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, he has
everything you need.
It like pains me that he hasn't had at least one match on a Raw or SmackDown that was like a good 15-20 minute match against like an AJ or Rollins or someone where it's like, hey, just put this guy out there with me. We'll make magic, and even if I beat him, I'll make him look better in the end. And then you could do something with this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
nope, let's just get him beat. So,
from there, we have a little promo with Sonya and Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
We love Sonya and Mandy on this show. We constantly praise Sonya and Mandy on this show. We're not going to praise this promo. I'm sorry, in advance. So Mandy is kind of talking to Sonya about how she told Shane something about Kevin Owens, and in doing so, he granted them a match against the Iconics.
Mm-hmm.
Sonya then says, wait, are you saying next week we have a women's tag team title match? Mandy then replies, and I quote, yep. And if we win, we deserve a tag team title match. One of two things happening here. Either
they get a Sonya title shot next week.
Well, no. Either Sonya was supposed to mention they have a match like against the Kabuki Warriors, and if they win, they have a shot.
No, I don't think
Or I don't think that's the case. Or the more likely scenario, you just have a match against the tag team champions, and if we win, we'll have a shot at the tag team
champions. Yeah, she just needed to add some words into that.
So, on one hand, it might have been Sonya kind of flubbing the line, but then Mandy needs to hear that and make the adjustment. Because this... Oh, Twitter was not pleased.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. They were having fun more so on Mandy.
But like, I thought we were going back to finding number one contenders for titles. Like, I'm so over the you beat the champs, you get a title shot.
How about you like beat other people to earn?
Yes. Yeah. Like yeah. It's so painful sometimes. Why is it so painful? It's not that hard. It's really, really not that hard. This is a business that has been around for how many years?
It's been a minute.
Yeah. And what did they do before to keep this business going? Like, you have to build up contenders. Or you have to beat other people to get a title shot.
Wait, you're insinuating that there be feuds and key matches that do not involve championships.
Yeah,
that,
you think?
I don't know what you're talking about. That clearly has never existed. That's absurd. Shame on you. How dare you think of such crazy...
You have crazy 5 hours of programming a week. 5 hours.
That's just on TV.
Yes.
Not counting the network.
Yeah. Or Twitter, or wherever you start things as well. The fact that you... I'm like, whatever. I'm just frustrated. The fact that... Why are they not going against the Kabuki Warriors next week? They lost by countout. They deserve another title match, yet we never saw them this week.
Kabuki Warriors won by countout.
I know, but still.
Yeah, but they were nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Or Iconics, who have never defended their title on pay-per-view. Never. They've had them since WrestleMania. WrestleMania.
Yeah. The chat roll is talking about. It's kind of been raging.
April.
It's happening.
April was WrestleMania, guys. It's now almost August.
And they have not had
one title match on pay-per-view?
No, they haven't.
Like, why do we have these titles?
How many title matches did they have, period?
I think two. They did one on a Raw against some jobbers.
And they did one SmackDown against jobbers.
And then I guess won against the Kabuki Warriors last week.
Oh, right. But that was kind of.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Disgust me.
Oh, I like this. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Manji Sanhu in the chat just said, Tom is about to channel the fiend.
I am. Hit the lights.
But I love seeing comments like that in the chat roll, and we love seeing those comments on YouTube and iTunes, where you guys can, you know, help us make the show better, bigger, faster, stronger, all that fun stuff. Tom's going to tell you can help us out.
Yeah, guys. While I rage about all this. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you're leaving comments. Get in on the conversation. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. If you like when I rage, if you don't like when I rage, I don't care. If you like Christian's Closet, if you don't like Christian's Closet, you should like that. If you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Also leave comments. But yeah, definitely get in on the conversation. We love hearing from you guys, letting us know what you like, what you don't like.
And all the wrestling shows. I mean, obviously, you have SmackDown here. We got NXT. George Amosa does the pay-per-views, of course. There's a flagship Monday Night Raw. And of course, any other show.
Wait, Tom. Did you just say Raw?
Well, actually, my name's Christian, and I said Raw.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me. It's just...
It's okay, Josh, engineer in the booth. Christian, it's not like we're live or anything.
I know. It's just... I'm sorry, Christian. It's just... I'm kind of having a rage moment right now with, like, sort of the Tom. Did you not see last night's after show with Raw?
I haven't gotten the chance to watch it yet. No,
really?
Why?
Well, you should probably take a look and just hear for yourself.
Where's Christian Rosenberg? Was he supposed to come tonight?
That's what I mean.
Would it be pleasant if there was...
I have an open invite. I said just bring it. He didn't bring it. He's somewhere home. Listen, we all know he can't handle Monday nights. I mean, we can leave the submission holes and all that detail and talk. Tuesday nights. I guess you can't cut it here on Monday nights.
Shots fired!
There's no shots fired. It's like Braun Strowman taking out that Romero or Rome guy. That would happen the same thing right here. And I'd be Braun Strowman.
Oh,
so.
That
feud's over. That's not even a feud.
Damn.
You said that you were like...
I'm burying that feud
before
it's
you're like, watch AfterBuzz TV. Rosenberg, screw that guy. He's back. You know I'm better.
Shot fired.
I forgot about RVD. He was
that's
also
why
there.
I'm on Monday night.
What is going on?
That's adorable.
You're going to take that from them?
I know Jim, as everyone in the chats and the comments call him hashtag heel Jim, because he never says a nice thing about anyone or anything at any time.
I think his favorite wrestler is Baron Corbin, so
that
speaks volumes.
he's apparently been saying things about me for a number of weeks. I don't mind. I mean, you know, the classic thing of, okay, you gotta throw my name to get yourself over. It's cool. That happens. I like how he mentioned how I give so many details during my breakdown. See, there's a difference between giving details and explaining what's happening and understanding what's happening, which he never does.
Oh.
Because he's made it perfectly clear that he has no idea what he's talking about at any time about anybody or anything. He couldn't even remember the name of the guy that Braun Strowman beat up, and he was trying to make a point at a jab at me, and he fumbled on that name. You can't really stutter and fumble your words when trying to get over on somebody, young man. That's how wrestling works. And what makes me even more disappointed, though, is the rest of his panel encourages it. Because you got Evan, who we've had on the show a number of times, who we love to death, full of energy.
Yep.
And he's a guy who has constantly been asking me for advice on how to start getting into wrestling, and me giving him these ideas, and then he just kind of falls by the wayside, but then laughs and, oh, shots fired, you got him good. And then you got Flobo trying to lead the way. Ask Flobo who he put on his reference to get a job at AfterBuzz.
Who?
Oh, it was me.
Whoa.
It was me. Because I helped him when he started being a backstage interviewer back in 2009. And then TK, who smartly for her, was against it. And that just goes to show you, because she's the only one who can try to control those crazy guys, but she wasn't there. She had to ask me, because she couldn't come up with her own idea for a segment, if she can blatantly steal Christian's Closet and make it the boudoir. I'm saying that wrong, I know. I don't care. So it's really adorable that the Raw team, who, by the way, I'm glad that there's actually finally people consistently on the Raw show.
Oh.
But I'm glad that
guess what? We've been here how long?
I've been here way too damn long. I've seen too many of these people come and go. So it's nice to see all four of them try to gang up on me, where this is a gauntlet and I'm Kofi Kingston. So they can line up, they can come in one by one, they can come all at once. It really doesn't matter to me, because none of them have the knowledge, have the delivery, have the articulation. And you know what? You're just not as damn entertaining as me and Tom and when Gabby's here, but she's in Israel right now.
But exactly. I got to say right now, guys, the chat is with you guys. They're actually siding with Christian. Actually,
as they should.
Oh, yeah, it's the A show.
Well, it's
the
A show. It's A, the A show. B, this is the show that's on right now.
And
so
I got to share this comment by Xeno Hour. Christian is WWE. Jim is Wrestling Society X.
I like that one. I like that. Well, no, actually, you know what? I'm going to take that back because Wrestling Society X is at least a cult classic. So Jim is like one of those indie feds that, you know what Jim is? The very first wrestling show I ever worked. They were claiming to be this huge thing. I got so excited. They did it in a 5,000-seat arena, and 26 people were there.
Woo.
And then they never ran a show again.
Wow.
That is Jim. That's heel Jim right there. That's what he is. Oh, yeah, so.
Man.
That was fun. That felt nice. That felt good. And that wasn't even really a full-fledged promo, but that still felt good. We should probably keep going with the show.
We probably should.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the good stuff, like the real, you know.
Like the Ali promo?
Yeah.
Did you like that one?
It was good.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Why?
We've gone back and forth on the Ali promos. I did not like this because all of a sudden, I felt like I was watching an Aleister Black promo. He seemed angry all of a sudden.
Oh.
Like, no, Ali was like the guy, like, he's going to find the light and work the fight. He's like, I'm going to rewrite my story. I was injured, then replaced, and forgotten. I refuse to let that be my story. When did he get so angry? When did this happen? Every week they change his style of promo. I don't know.
I mean,
tell me why you liked it.
It was okay. I mean, it was good. I mean, I guess, yeah, him getting angry is like, you're like, well, where are you going with this? Like, why, now you're getting bitter. I mean, let's see him, but I also want to see him wrestle now. Like, he hasn't wrestled on SmackDown in forever. So it's like, okay, well, we're doing these cool promos with him, but let's get him in the ring to have matches with other people to show why he is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The light and good.
So why he is the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, this makes sense if we were having Kofi versus Ali at SummerSlam.
Mm.
But we're not.
Yeah.
At least not yet.
No. Survivor Series we're waiting for.
Yeah, maybe. Miz TV looks back to Raw Reunion. Shawn Michaels is his guest.
Mm-hmm.
They talk a little bit about Seth Rollins. They're interrupted by Dolph Ziggler, though, where Ziggler used to idolize Michaels. And you had a chance to go down as the greatest, but every chance you would try to come back, and you were embarrassing like Goldberg in a wrestling ring. Is everyone taking shots at Goldberg now?
Yep.
I love it. And then when you came back, you broke my heart. It was embarrassing. You were an embarrassment. Sean says, you're right, I was embarrassed. But what's more embarrassing is working your whole career, giving everything you have, and still left with nothing but being known as a second-rate HBK wannabe.
Wow.
Is Jim a second-rate Christian Rosenberg wannabe?
I think so.
No, third. He's a third-rate.
Third-rate?
Third-rate. Miz cut Ziggler off to help defend Michaels. Says, you know, you should just do something already. And then Ziggler punches Miz. He went to punch Michaels. Michaels ducked and he hit Miz. Michaels then hit Ziggler, and then Ziggler super kicks Shawn.
That super kick was insane, right?
It looked great. It looked so good. God, Michaels can still sell.
So I'm guessing we're getting a Ziggler versus Miz Michaels special referee?
I don't know. I mean, because on one hand, you can make Ziggler versus Michaels.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to get that.
Though. On the other hand, you could have Ziggler and Miz with Michaels as referee. You could have Miz and Michaels versus Ziggler and somebody. who I don't know. Mm. But, you know, I'm just really glad.
Do you want him to get back in the ring, though? Shawn Michaels?
You know, since he already just came back earlier this year, now I'm fine with it. Mm. I never wanted him to come back, and I loved how he wasn't coming back. Mm. And I was so bummed that he came back for the Saudi Arabia show.
Yeah.
And it was just like, all right, well, that's that. Mm. That said, the two people in the last 20 years that they have compared to Shawn Michaels have been Chris Jericho and Dolph Ziggler.
Mm. And AJ, a little bit.
A little bit. Well, AJ's more of a high flyer.
I feel like you want that match, though. Like him and AJ, I think.
Shawn and AJ?
Yeah.
See, I think Ziggler's style would be more entertaining in this situation.
I think they would destroy the house if they actually had a match together.
Oh, of course. Of course they would.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel indifferent about it. I don't want it. Like, I didn't want him to come back for the Saudi show either. Like,
right.
It was like, oh, you're just doing this. Like, we know why you're doing this. Which is like, okay, fine. If someone was telling me, we're going to give you a boatload of money to do this, I don't know. I get where he's coming from. Like, hey, I have family and, you know, I need to provide for them. And this could set us up for whatever.
Yeah.
But I also think it's, like, ridiculous that you came back for that. And then I almost don't want to see him back. I didn't want to see him back for that. Yeah. And then it was disappointing. I didn't even watch it, but the highlights you saw were disappointing.
Which is why I almost feel like there's a bigger chance that Michaels can come back in a one-on-one match with Ziggler, because he was so disappointed in that match. Mm. And Ziggler makes anybody look great.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, if I'm going to do one more match, if not someone like AJ, it would be someone with like Ziggler.
Yeah.
And I would enjoy that match. And especially now that Michaels did come out of retirement for that stupid, awful show in Saudi Arabia. That's right, I said it.
We all know. We all agree.
Yeah. No one's arguing with me about it. Everyone's just still talking about what I just said about Jim in the chat role, which is quite entertaining.
What are they saying? What are some highlights you saw?
Send Jim to OVW.
Okay.
I like
get a
that
big
one.
Crate.
Jim will never have an original idea in his head. However, Star Drew, I do have to call you out. You spelled original wrong. Sorry. I do appreciate the love, though. But I'm one of those I'm one of those guys who's really particular about spelling. what else do we have here? Similar stuff. Third rate, they said as well. Christian Big Boots the entire Raw AfterBuzz team. 1, 2, 3. That works too. Amber Moon versus Charlotte. We come back from commercial. Neither of them get an entrance. 30 seconds in, Bayley's music hits. Bayley walks out. Charlotte's distracted. Roll up by Amber. Amber wins. What?
Yeah, that's how you build people now. That's how you build talent to get them title shots.
So then Bayley.
So either they beat the champion or they win by pinning someone who is a 7-time champion?
I don't remember anymore. I've lost count.
8? I don't remember.
97 time?
Yeah.
But then Amber's smiling outside of the ring with Bayley. She then throws Bayley into the ring to then have Charlotte give her a boot. So Bayley then can just give an eclipse to Charlotte. And then Bayley's getting to her feet.
Ember can give an
eclipse. What did I say, Ember?
You said Bayley gave an eclipse.
Oh, I pulled a gym. Yeah. Amber did an eclipse to Charlotte. And then while Bayley was getting up, Amber did an eclipse to Bayley.
Mm.
I liked, by the way, one thing we haven't really touched on. During this hour, Xavier Woods and Big E on commentary.
Yeah.
At some points, you can make the argument you found them annoying. They sound like they were having the time of their lives. And I loved that.
Yeah.
It sounded like just some knowledgeable fans who happen to have live microphones. And there's sometimes that's not good, and sometimes where it's really cool to have. And I thought it was during this.
Yeah. I mean, but come on. Like, they don't even get a match. They get this 30-second match BS where if it's going to be Ember and Bayley, let's have her beat Charlotte legitimately to show that she can fight for the title.
Sure.
And not just be like, oh, got to throw Charlotte back in the mix because, you know, she's the only one that can come back and have good matches and people want to see. No.
That's not true.
These two can have a great match, and yes, I know they will.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, Charlotte and Ember, and Bailey and Ember, too. Mm-hmm. But, come on.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm so over that.
Kofi Kingston, he calls out Randy Orton. We go way back. I love this because they brought back from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Bring stories. I love me a good story.
Yeah.
And they try
to bring it back. Well, it's
just real. Yeah. And you used your Kofi saying to Orton, you used your influence to hold me down to avoid the main event scene. I've just become what you've never wanted me to be. Orton says, you're right. You weren't ready then. You're not ready now. And I didn't have to have a fake Jamaican accent and throw pancakes, shake my ass. I just had to be Randy Orton. And if anything, you're only here because I'm the one who injured Ali and you took his place. So we had the Ali promo being angry. Randy Orton then mentions him during this promo. Something is going to happen with Ali.
Yeah.
The question is what?
I think if they're really smart and they want to long-term book this, you keep Kofi as champion until Survivor Series.
And you make Kofi and Ali.
Yeah.
Ali builds up to finally get that shot.
Which sucks because Survivor Series always is Raw versus SmackDown.
Yeah, because they're going to have the SmackDown champ versus Raw
champ.
Well,
it doesn't matter. Who cares? It doesn't matter because everyone's on different on the same show now. So hopefully they get rid of that and they just have regular matches now. Maybe they'll have like one Raw versus SmackDown.
Maybe.
But who cares? They're all on Raw and they're all on SmackDown, so it doesn't matter who wins. That's true. There's no brand supremacy.
It's the one night where Raw takes on SmackDown, right?
Yeah. Except for every other night on Raw and SmackDown when Raw guys take on SmackDown guys.
Kofi then has a match with Samoa Joe, but this match only goes a few minutes. Randy Orton tries to interfere, and he goes for the RKO. Kofi counters, and this might be the first time in the history of wrestling the referee called for the bell for a DQ when the guy trying to interfere did not successfully strike the opponent.
It was intended, but then he hit the RKO on Joe.
But then he hit the RKO on Joe.
Yeah.
And then Kofi had trouble in paradise on Randy Orton. What has happened to Samoa Joe?
I don't know, man.
We were talking about this with Sami Zayn a few weeks ago. And now Samoa Joe's in the same pattern.
Yeah.
He's constantly getting matches with the top guys.
Losing. Him, Sami Zayn, Ziggler. Miz loses all the time, too. They should just make a group. I mean, also everyone associated with Shane, too. McIntyre loses.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
There's just a lot of people that lose.
There's a lot of people that lose a lot.
Yeah.
That makes you start to think, who's winning?
Kofi.
Kofi. winning. Kofi and Roman.
Yeah.
And Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all that's winning?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Finn Balor. He doesn't know how Bray's mind works. I can't explain any of it, but I'm not backing down. He challenges him at SummerSlam. We have Firefly Funhouse is back. And it's Bray with his pup buddies talking about how Finn's so brave. We're big fans of yours. The Fiend isn't a fan, though. And it eventually switches to a video, like a scary video of the Fiend. And SummerSlam, we're going to see how Bray goes from an entrance to a regular match. And how this whole thing is going to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be weird.
It's going to be very weird. They better make it weird.
Yeah.
You need to get this over. Because now he's just going to be out in the live crowd doing a full-fledged 10-15-minute match.
Yeah. I mean, did you like what he did last night?
Yes.
To Foley? Yeah.
I love him having the mandible claw.
Yeah.
I want that to be a regular thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's cool where guys I enjoy it, where it's like a good throwback of like, oh, so-and-so used to use this move now, you know, with the stunner. And
so some of them work well. Some of them, if they're just used as like a move in the middle of a match and it's not a finisher, I don't like. I'm still not crazy about Owens using the stunner. But the point of the mandible claw was, and I'm not talking about Socko, I'm talking about the mandible claw. He was a psychopath who just didn't want to do nothing but inflict pain, would never let go of it until he was laughing and satisfied. That's Bray Wyatt right now. Mm. So him using that move works perfectly.
Yeah. And he also has, you know, he has like two moves now. He has like a submission move and the
Sister Abigail. Yeah.
So, I mean, I almost wish we would have followed up with the Fiend in the ring with Balor to kind of put it over even more. Like, because I like the idea of like the video playing, mm-hmm. and like obviously that wasn't live, so you know you could have him show up in the ring at the same time.
Yeah.
To just like after they played that weird creepy video, like I thought it was going to come back, mm-hmm. and he was going to be in the ring. Because mm-hmm. I mean, I want him. He has that Undertaker like, you know, feel the same way of like he can just show up wherever he wants. You don't know when he's going to show up. Yeah. Like,
well, this is his first time on SmackDown.
Yeah,
but he wasn't in the ring.
No. But I'm excited to see what they do with this.
Charlotte requested an interview. We kind of touched on this a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Bayley choosing Ember to slap in the face. How do you leave the face of the Women's Revolution off of SummerSlam? I demand to be on that show with an opponent much better than Ember. All right. We'll see what happens.
I didn't like this promo at all.
I wasn't crazy about the promo.
I feel like she just kept repeating herself over and over again.
And it was very just thrown at you.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, okay, well, Charlotte, I get you're upset that you lost to Ember.
Mm.
But... and I guess you're saying someone better than Amber. Shouldn't you beat Amber then?
Yeah. And just like try to find your way into the match?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I just didn't like, and I didn't like her being like, oh, I had to, you know, I should have to request this time. Like, it should have been of her, like, Charlotte walking backstage and them coming up to her and be like, Charlotte, we want to talk to you about, you know, what just happened. Mm-hmm. Not like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, here I am with Charlotte. Like,
you requested this time. Yes. So now you can request time on the show, and that's if that's the case, there are about 30 other superstars that would probably jump for that opportunity.
Yeah.
Roman versus Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
This match barely even starts.
This isn't a match. First, don't even call this a match.
Yeah, you know what? Take that bell away, Josh.
It was two lockups. Two lockups. That was it.
Unbell it.
Well,
if that's possible.
First off, when you look at the clock and you're like, all right, there's 15 minutes left, and all five of these guys need entrances.
But Amber and Charlotte didn't.
Exactly. Like, why wasn't Roman and Kevin Owens just in the ring when they came back from break?
Why was Charles Robinson on the outside?
Because he had to be there as a backup ref, because McIntyre never been a ref before.
You have the special ref. Why is there an extra referee outside?
Because he has to tell them how much time's left in the show.
McIntyre can't wear an earpiece?
I guess not. I don't know. It'd be too obvious.
I don't know. But
no, because he's going to get beat up. And
McIntyre tries to separate the two and pushes them. Then Owens and Reigns beat him up. Elias comes in, Shane comes in. They all brawl a little bit. Eventually, Reigns and Owens get the upper hand. Two stunners on Shane.
Mm.
And then Kevin Owens says, I'm going to do something that everyone thought impossible. I'm going to make Shane McMahon enjoyable at SummerSlam when I kick his ass.
Which I thought that was very, like, still on TV. Take a mic.
I thought the same exact thing.
Take a mic and start talking now.
We still have a minute.
Yeah.
Say something.
I thought it was he was like, oh, God, what are we going to say right now? And just started talking. And
yeah.
It was fine. I mean, I get it. I mean, even with the crowd chanting, like, in the beginning, like, you can't wrestle to Shane. Like, I mean, I want it to be an I Quit match, and I hope we get that. Because there needs to be some kind of the stipulation can't just be like, I beat you and you got to quit. Well, Shane needs something on his end, too, that he's putting up.
Right.
So... and I don't know if I can keep. I don't know if people can keep surviving watching the show if Shane is still around and in charge doing things. That's how down he brings the show.
Wow.
And I love Shane McMahon.
Tom, you're on fire tonight.
I love Shane McMahon, but I'm so over him anymore. I can't deal with him.
Two rages?
Yeah, maybe.
Two?
No, it's okay. That was all right. That was a little...
all right. That was a mini rage. We just get the intro of the song.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, even though Gabby's not here, we have a couple wrestling rap items to go over.
Yeah.
Tom, you're giving the first one about something that you saw trending.
Yes, this morning.
I think it was trending yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Well, it started. It was the hashtag give WWE women a chance. Because literally, now we've had 2 nights, 5 hours of programming, like I said before. And there was literally a promo last night.
Alexa Bliss promo.
Yes, which was not even a couple minutes. The only... and then random Legends.
Like backstage.
Legends, Divas, Legends.
Hey, Candice Michelle is 24/7 champ, everybody.
I know. So is Kelly Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, she had to beat up an old man to win. You know.
But now that women are winning that, why can't Carmella win that title?
Exactly. That's, I saw someone like, Carmella, this is your chance. Like, I thought it was going to end up with Carmella beating one of them.
Or Drake's wife.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so I guess it was, it started trending, and because people were kind of almost fed up that now we're doing this again. Well, it was give Divas a chance. Now it's give WWE women a chance.
And we've touched on that, like, the women's tag titles are nowhere to be seen. Mm-hmm. The Raw reunion had that one little promo. Tonight we had a 30-second match and that 10-second promo with Mandy and Sonya.
And Charlotte had it.
And Charlotte had
30-second promo.
So, you know, they're not building the storylines outside of the titles.
Yeah.
They did at one point.
Uh-huh.
When
SmackDown first started live,
we were going nuts at how great it was.
Yeah, like, and there was at least three storylines that were different from each other.
There was all the talk of when SmackDown was moving to Fox that, oh, you know what, we might have an all women show that gets moved there.
Yeah,
that ain't talk now.
Because I do think it's ridiculous. Yeah. There has been no announcement of an Evolution 2.
Right.
That people were very upset about, of like, a lot of people, I guess, thought that, you know, with all the older, the legends coming back, they were going to announce that last night, of being like, oh, hey, sure. Guess what? Because they don't have a pay-per-view in October. I guess.
They have an entire month off of pay-per-views?
I don't know.
Like, I'm sure they're going to fix that.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I think they're waiting, but, like, come on, announce that. Like, get people excited for it. Because I feel like last time they announced it and there wasn't enough time, it was just too fast. And then there was too much other things happening. Where, like, this. You need to build this out. Like, you have, granted, after SummerSlam, you have a month and a half or so where you can actually start building storylines to that pay-per-view. Even if, I don't care whatever the September pay-per-view is, they can have one match to the women on there if they're going to have a whole pay-per-view the one after, you know? Like, if they're building to something else later in the, you know,
right.
down the road. I mean, I agree with it, though. Yeah. I think it's crazy that we went from the main eventing WrestleMania to being second fiddle to Rollins because it's his girlfriend and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. And yeah. I mean,
something's got to change.
It is. I mean, will they change? I don't know.
No. but it is one thing. And Orlando Orego in the chat role does bring up a good point. Mm. Just last week, the crowd was chanting boring at the very long four-way elimination match. And I talked about that on this show.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this week, there's nothing for the women, and there's to give women a chance. So the fans also kind of have to pick a side.
I agree. Like, yeah. I just don't get the... Trust me, I've been there when fans have been very disrespectful to the women when they're wrestling. And you're like, well, but why are you complaining? And then they come out here to wrestle, and then you're like, oh, give me something else. I don't want this. Mm-hmm. Like, Becky was the hottest story going.
Yeah.
From SummerSlam last year to WrestleMania.
Even beyond WrestleMania.
Well, that's what I mean. But I meant, like, but also I don't think she's been booked very well after WrestleMania.
Well, no, she's been feuding with Lacey Evans, who no one took seriously.
Mm.
I still don't take her seriously. I'm sorry. But I don't.
Now you're raging. Okay.
Well, I'm not raging because I got a happy story to share.
Happy story.
And it's like a happy personal one.
Mm-hmm.
So, those of you who follow the show, you know, one of the wrestling shows that I perform at is, it's a comedy wrestling show called Wrestling Pro Wrestling.
I've been there.
Yeah, Tom's been there. Ran by WWE superstar Brian Kendrick. I play a devil, the evil, Dennis Evil. I have an evil hand where you shake it, I control you. That's how the whole gimmick works. And Kofi I already kind of spoiled it just now. Brian Kendrick has sometimes we'll have friends that will come out to shows. We had a show this past Friday, and who showed up? But the WWE champion himself, Kofi Kingston, was there. There's a photo, if you guys see it. Our good friend Hobo, good old AfterBuzz buddy, because storyline-wise, I own him there. That is Gentleman Jervis's evil brother, Purvis Rottenbelly, and Jervis's dog, who we kidnapped. That's a real dog. And you see Kofi shaking my hand, because if everyone's wondering how he became WWE champion, now you know. But I want to put over Kofi on So I got to briefly interview him a few years ago, but this is the first time I really got to like just kind of hang out a little bit with him, talk with him. So Kofi, this was last Friday. Kofi spent the day at Comic-Con making appearances, doing things. That's about a 2.5 to 3 hour drive from San Diego to Burbank, California, on a Friday night, to where this wrestling show took place. Kofi showed up right at the beginning of the show, stayed for the entire show, hung out with fans, took photos, signed autographs with the fans of the show, hung out with the talent after, talked with us, talked about how much fun he had at the show. Then from there, hopped in a car to go to LAX, take a red eye to Georgia for a live event in Georgia the next day.
Damn.
That's the schedule of a champion. Now Kofi, he had a long time span from when he was done at Comic-Con to fly to Georgia. He didn't have to go to the show. But he wanted to support Brian. He wanted to check out. And then he stayed. He was there somewhere between 3 and 4 hours.
Wow.
Just such a genuinely nice guy. And so friendly. And that's the guy, that's the attitude that you want representing your company.
Yeah.
And he showed that. And I salute you, Kofi. And I let him know, because last month Xavier Woods actually was there. He would not shake my hand. Kofi did. You heard me, Xavier. I'm firing shots at you now, too. You didn't shake my hand. You didn't shake the evil's hand.
Yeah. You didn't want to get, you know. Yeah.
Shout out to Kofi.
Evil. He didn't want to get turned evil.
Shout out to Kofi. That I thought was
that's awesome.
Was really cool of him.
I love how the first thing you sent me the picture, and the first thing I was like, that dog can't look at the camera?
Yeah, you were angry at the dog. He was busy. He was staring at the champ.
I also couldn't tell. I was like, is that a real dog or is it a stuffed animal? I couldn't tell. That's why I was like, I can't tell.
My mom asked the same question.
Yeah, see? Okay, all right. All right,
we gotta wrap this show up. But yeah, if you know you have any fun personal stories of Kofi Kingston, I'd love to hear them. Also, your thoughts on SmackDown. You know, if you want to let Jim know that I just verbally kicked his ass, I mean, that's fine too, because he probably, you know, can't pay attention to this show because we actually talk details about wrestling, and that's way over his head.
Oh,
so. But in the meantime, you
someone's
can follow
us on
various forms of social media. Send them away. I don't care. Tom, how can people reach out to you?
You can find me Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Send me twin names. Still got my list going. It's a couple weeks away.
We're about a month or so away.
Yep, from the debut.
From the debut of Deuce and Domino Connolly.
I'm going to start running vignettes on this show. and then you can find my Etsy store, Connolly Central, also Connolly Central on Twitter and Instagram.
Buy those rings. You need to afford diapers.
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter, at Rosenberg, Instagram, The Rosenberg. ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, and for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly, I am Christian Rosenberg, and we'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.